And you're like, Z.
Not marginal.
You know, Z, few years ago, you know, when, tell you, when it happened, and the person called and the person accused and say, oh, my name, tell them, say, the person, what they must accuse me of David. Me mean, like, definitely up in our feelings, you know. And I said, then, me they just think we are friends. Me say nothing for that, what I really make you feel like, say, me and your dip on that level there where you can call me a man. So if you feel like so with it. Me like, me just tell her, say, yo, me come out and one relationship. You know? Why she take that for belief, say, yo, me look for jumping you know, on next one. After not upscotch me a play. Eh?
If you send the girl signals, especially before you left your last relationship, this sis gonna be like, okay, it must left the girl for me, so me ready to go.
She ready to risk it
all.
Just like how you have enough man, just like how you have enough man who tell them side piece to them, I'm gonna left their wife for them.
Oh, yes,
plenty all this chicken.
If he ever end up in a position where me I said trick to nobody and just have it come to me say, my wife, I'm going to tell him, listen, see you in your marriage here, don't let
me. Right.
For me now, sit down and wait for you for left nobody because at the end of the day, when me sit down and wait for you, me, I go there, my front, I go dry up. Opportunity to get a man because me song and I'm waiting on your sorry ass full of your wife when you
don't
knew
tell it. Lie. You're not going to dry up.
Of course.
No, because most times, you know why I said that? Because most times the side chick is stupid enough to sit down and wait on the man. To let him wait.
I'm born in my Gina, sir. Y'all get it same way. You're from now, dry up. Am I right?
And you are killing me.
No, no. A true though.
Oh my god.
Okay, Jaden, I agree. Because if I offend with a girl from high school till now, he married somebody else doing that the time there. And he needs my next girl from the side. See?
Wait. Hold on. In there with this girl from high school.
Right.
Till now. And he married somebody else.
Yes, and he married somebody else. And she know too.
Big up himself. So yeah, when I grow up, I want to be just like
you. Yeah, man, himself, man.
Right? Now you tell me. She look after herself from every opportunity where she could get a man. And now she don't have no pity. And she sit down there with the man same way. You think me, I do them the same to myself?
Hold on now. Some females don't want children and they don't want serious relationships. And maybe that is no, I'm not saying for me, but I'm saying some females don't want children and they don't want a bona fide relationship. Like them just want to live. Then no one tied on with nobody.
Fine, I understand that.
We know, Zane, we know.
But there's a different level of disrespect. Because you there with me from high school, and then you turn around and married somebody as well there with me.
Right.
Come with you.
Yeah, that's when
circumstances.
What is what?
What if our circumstances?
Like what a man full of
money. I got more.
We say, I have money.
If you have money, but if you have money, somebody else, so they must have money too.
Hey, I don't say work.
First of all, why she can't get her own money? Why she have to depend upon him?
Some woman who doesn't love depend upon man. A man must take care of them. All if the man give them bone and beat them, the man often be the one to take care of them. Who me? Me is an independent girl and me have to have my own money and I will pay
you. All right. Sing it for me, Ravi. What? All the song go. All the song go. I'm an independent lady.
Zane, we want more listeners.
I guess that's something.
We want more listeners.
And even in all of that, even in all of that bangaran, you know, see, oh, you must send her a bag of mixed signals and a disrespect her, and no, there's not even no, no boundary to them relationship.
Oh, what she want?
Fine, that's what she wants, but at the end of the day, it's still madness. Do whatever makes you happy, you know. But when you sit down and you have it being talked about in the public, that's the part that really, you know,
me feel like woman. Me feel like woman. We don't want a serious relationship. I know pitney for fan man. We don't want a serious relationship. I know pitney.
No, but then you can't just have them all together. That's no. Impossible. And then the people that make free side chick roll. I want to.
That's impossible. Every man on the earth wants a youth. So that's impossible.
That is true. I have to
agree. I don't believe that, to be honest.
Zane, every man wants a youth. Whether by way of ego, peer pressure, everyone wants a youth. Me, they run all of my bridge in them and them are
sure. Their name, their last name, live on?
Of course.
They must have them last name if I pass on and none of your own.
First of all, I don't think it's that serious. I mean, because men are really...
Right now, because me broke me not have a youth on the earth already.
I want this, man.
No joke.
Remember what you say, you know, come on for the what? What you call it? Gelding truck? What you call it?
The what?
A gelding truck.
Gelding truck.
You know what? I'm looking for something to eat. Y'all too look, crazy.
Don't look up at Nery for Alaska each 5 days.
Well, you need to start making that child know because
last is 4.95. Because it's 4.95 business. I get total.
Exactly. You have $5 to go. So you need to start making that
picture. It's just saying, if condom could have breed me, I'd be a father for days.
Wow. Wow.
Jaden?
Is that so?
Jaden, why did you say what I go? Why did you say what I go, Jaden?
I'm not going to repeat myself. I'm not
repeat yourself.
I do more harm than good. So,
I'm glad you're not repeat yourself because, Jaja, how were you just a while ago? Let me literally day off you. Like, repeat what you're saying, mate, so understand what you're just a while ago.
You know, get it?
I get it, but still, like, why would you say that, brother? That doesn't sound right.
Because that's true.
Then Jaden, if you are Lego so much that till you say if that whatever could make you be a father for days, might as well go a sperm bank go drop them off.
No, I say it work.
What do you mean I say it work?
Because I have to know what God of me you. I don't want my seed go mix up with any crosses.
Jaden, you know? Normally when that happens, you know, if somebody wants the sperm to donate it to them, you would have to meet the person to know who you're giving your sperm to.
I don't trust people these days. Listen to me. You can dare and put on a good face in front of me, you know, just to get what you want. And when you're gone, it's a totally different person.
It's just human nature. You have some people who are just sudden done.
Exactly.
Put that enough it up if I'm gonna sperm back and
give up. No, I'll give it to the condoms. Leave it in the condoms.
That's why the pitney them won't go ever born. Cause when you just lock them up in their condom, keep them off.
No, when they're ready for born, I'm gonna born, man.
You lock them up in their condom and keep them off.
Not only in the condom, Torque. Not only in the condom, in the mouth.
Oh
the
my gosh.
On the back, on the butt.
Oh my god. Yeah, I had those same thoughts in my head, but I was not going to say it. And then Zane does come right out.
Guess what? I'm your inner thoughts, honey.
Paintings are good.
If I tell us that my text and I chat a while ago, you know, and Zane just said, I mean, I said a while ago, I said, Jesus Christ, Zane.
Oh my God, I see it.
No, she's right. She's right though. I mean, school of the kids. School of the kids.
Oh my god.
What's for the kids?
They're your kids.
Oh my gosh, girl. I know girls that swallow kids for a living.
When I'm doing up this recording, I'm going to have to write. Note, please note. if your ears are a virgin, please do not think that this episode. Don't listen to it.
Ears are your ears to be virgin.
Why?
No, but them ears, they have some people ears who just never hear certain things in them life.
Well, this is an open space, so they'll learn.
This is a safe space, right?
Yeah, they'll learn.
No, but some of them are so quiet, no.
With that.
Before. First of all, may I share my dinner? So anybody not give me a no way, my mouth full.
See, there are more kids gone.
Trouble.
Talking about food. What?
I heard kids and I heard no food.
Did y'all just say?
Nothing. I don't know what you're talking about, G.
What? Listen to me, we're going to move into the next segment. Can I run this off? You know, I think I joke me a make. We're going to run into the next segment now, which is relationship boundaries. That's all. Other one day.
All right, was one true dating.
Run it. Ravi.
All right, Zane, you start.
You're the first male on the throne. What do you think about the relationship boundaries, Aziz?
You have to have some form of boundaries, it's true. Because even with your partner, even with nothing, about the people who are there with you and where you set it for them. That's about the people who are there with you. All them need boundaries because I saw something the other day where this girl in this dress and the man get her ready. And the caption was like, "My man getting me ready for girls' night." Well, let I tell you, so this dress cannot be classified as a dress. It look like some tape. You know, it look like good scotch tape. You know, yeah, man. You know, the bicycle foreign tape. It look like some of that has just zoop, with two nipple cover. And that was it. I'm going to be like, so, this man and I set no boundary. This is just the life where you want to live out here in these streets.
So, okay. So, let me ask you a question. So, the young lady isn't free to flaunt her nice body. She's not flaunting her next man. She's going out to girls' night and looking nice. If a man approach her, I know she needs to know so she have a man.
No.
Right, then I want no talk when I wrap my gray sweatsuit.
Thank you.
No talking when I wrap my gray sweatpants.
You take a significant other. You know, weird certain things.
Because I remember being banned. I had a jeans pants and I was banned from wearing that jeans pants a few years ago. I remember a female I was talking to. She banned my jeans pants. She tell me, say, listen,
stop
this
wearing
right here, so can't wear back the road because it can't hide none of that jeans. No one definitely doesn't mean hide. So the other one they may have little space to put up this so you can talk and hide and then something. This one because you put up the kind of time. Then say you can't hide. So that jeans pants they retire.
Before the whole relationship came to par or came up to speed or whatever, it was okay for me to wear that because I'm single and I'm out there look man not true.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
So why no, me still can't, you know, so me must show off my body and be promiscuous or whatever, you know, but why is it that My code of dressing have changed so drastic.
Because in a single now, you not look nobody now.
But me not put
I think that's
and I all the time put on my clothes to look somebody neither.
Exactly.
Whether I'm a single in our relationship.
Are you
All right. Me like when females ask a question because it always comes down to, oh, you want to the girl off a dress. All right. Let's not say dressing. Let's put this in a man perspective now. Can the man say the same things he used to say when he was single?
Ooh, I like this. I like where this is going.
Can a man say the same? No. Can a man just simple question? Same, just like how you said, why can't a woman dress the same way she dressed when she was single when she in a relationship? Can the man say the same things he used to say when he was single, even though he's in a relationship?
Of course.
So the same thing when man that say a road, when him did single, he can still say them things. If you say
oh, yes, say, him, you said me, say. Oh, I thought you meant like he could use the same term we use on him.
No, as in say, as in if the man can say the same set of things that he used to say when he was single, and him go to a club with the same set of things that he used to say then,
can forget a girl. So if he can go back and say the same thing then, no, forget
no, a girl. No, me not. Specifically forget a girl, no,
don't twist it.
Can the man go out and say the same set of things that he used to say when he was single, know that he's in a relationship?
We need to be more specific because say
I don't think you can be more specific. So he must say him just go back and say the same thing that my probably said to me if you get me, but that no mean say my look.
Man, that no mean say me I look nobody. I'm just being quite friendly.
But context exactly. Is all right, but context is a hell of a thing there, so or the way how it said. Because you can say the same thing to another female that you said to me, and she don't interpret it that you want her.
And are you willing to take that chance? Knowing how thirsty these women are. Knowing how thirsty these women are, are you willing to take that chance? Not dependent on how I say it, you know, but how it is taken. Right. Are you willing to take that chance?
Yes. Me willing to take it. Let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because I am the type of person I trust. I'm going to make nothing bother me. You see, if him won't cheat, that's on him, and I have to find out one way or another. It might be all 3 years from now, but me have to find out. I'm going to make nothing bother me.
So you would rather him put himself in that position then? Would you not rather he not do it in the first place?
Exactly.
But Ravi, even if you don't want him to put himself in that position, he's still going to put himself in that position.
No.
Remember,
we're equating this to how someone is dressed. You know? Mm-hmm. We're equating this to how someone is dressed. So we can't say, just going to do this anyway. I am saying that if it is that you're not expecting men to say the same things on the road that was said when you were single, why is it that you now expect that you should dress the same way that as when you were single, when you're in a relationship? Isn't it kind of hypocritical to say that you want us to change one behavior, but you're still saying the same? Isn't that a bit hypocritical?
No. I think it is more serious when you actually speak, though, because it is more out loud. Me putting on clothes doesn't say that I want you, but you saying.
Stop right there. Well, I don't know. So you don't think the way someone dresses says a lot about them? All right, because this is a tricky part. Right? No.
It gives up the message that you're not prepared.
All right, because me show you let me explain to how road work now. So a man will approach you if he thinks he stands a chance.
Yes.
And based on how you look, he'll make that decision in his head. Must stand a chance or no? Why you think people walk up to prostitutes so easy?
True.
Because them in them
like
head,
prostitute where make it look like
so, yeah, right. So in them head, them have a chance. And as I mean, say, why you think the same man who would walk up to a prostitute wouldn't walk up to somebody dressed coming from work? Because in them head, him not stand a chance. So you have to dress for the man them know say yo, you not stand a chance. But if you have to dress in such a way where you have to give people ideas, because sometimes I'm not even the fact say oh yeah go on them or not, but yeah you're now being inviting, put it that way there. You're dressing inviting, put it that way there.
Come look and see.
Yeah, invite no. The man to come and look. Yeah, invite the man to come and look.
Suppose it's a case where I just feel comfortable dressing
that way. It's not, just like,
as I said, just... nothing wrong with that, you know. Nothing wrong with that. It's all dependent on who you're with and if you can manage what it is that you're putting out, if you can put out, you tell Right. It's all the while. Because now, if you are going to say that to the man, the man say, all right, TK, if it is that this is what you feel comfortable wearing, man, nah, stop it. But then same man now have a whole heap of female friends and you not feel comfortable with him around these whole heap of female friends. And the man look at you and tell us, but these are the people that I feel most comfortable around. What are you going to say to that man?
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, he feels comfortable. I can't stop him from being around them because at the end of the day, I need to bear in mind, what if it's a case where the relationship doesn't work? He still has to go back to those people. So me can't tell him, say, yo, don't go around them. Him has to know him limit with them, just like with me. If just a particular way, he must know my limit. Say, all right. Not because he just say you have a chance with me.
If you don't know that, the man will approach you, don't know that.
Him see what him see.
The man does see what he see.
What I mean?
The man does see what he see.
So,
the man does see what he see.
Yes, Raviv, I get that. But no, I have to set the boundary then that, yes, me dress up in a little battery ride and want nice little blouse. But that no means I am open. So if him come and approach me, I'm going to say, listen, look.
I know if when him come and approach you, which is what we're trying to avoid in the first place. This is what we're trying to avoid.
Amen.
Him coming over there, same way, just like how
the thing that I gave the man and his friends.
Trust me. Again, go on, Zane.
I'm asking if this is a trust thing because it can happen even if we're not inviting anyone. And somebody still like approach. Hello, me got what you without here upon my head already, you know. Me got what you with in a yard close already, you know, because I used to live close to Ochi.
Okay.
And man still look me.
I was so, just about to say that.
So
nosy. Dress.
Let me answer. It's not a trust thing. It's a comfort thing. It's the same way like how I gave the example about the man and his friends and she being uncomfortable. You see, that same man could say, all right, you know what, normally, but I go pick up my friend the man with a just go, be a woman and X and Y, go yourself. But him knowing that him woman uncomfortable with that, or she may feel uncomfortable, man might approach it different. Man might say, all right, we normally go club on him someday, a setting they might not look nice without my woman. Say, you know what, let's go to the park. Let's go somewhere else where should I feel more comfortable with me instead of somewhere where them could have been dancing and grinding and them like something. They understand me? To put her mind at ease, he may choose something else.
But what I'm saying,
yeah, that, to make her feel more comfortable. As much as he would like.
You know, that we're not supposed to try and make her, we're not supposed to make our partners feel comfortable. If you're together with somebody that's not compatible with you dressing in certain clothes, you offer compromise, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, even if, whether I'm wear a batty rider or a dress long down to my uncle, man still have a look me. So I feel like it needs to come. I feel like what Zane said a while ago about trust, that is where it's coming from. Most time, the male does not trust the female, especially if you know same day with a female where she look good in her anything. She could have just up in a one garbage bag, man, still a go look her.
All right, so question. So why y'all think it's about trust when the man can go do anything and go anywhere and get a female, but you'd prefer him not be at certain places, though?
Exactly.
No, but me not go
simply put, like me, putting it quite
simply. Wouldn't stop on me from go anywhere or do anything I have to trust him enough to know that he's not going to do anything to jeopardize his relationship.
Sorry, Ken.
I'm not saying no. Go on, Jaytan. Go on. You go on.
I have a friend. Hypothetically, I'm here in a relationship, Tori Ken. You know, sir, Raviva, my girl is friend. You know? And me tell us that the two of us got a strip club later. Me know you don't want that.
Oh my gosh, let me answer this, please. Because I've been to the strip club with my person and
you're not coming.
Just say. I've also. And he has also told me that he's going to the stripper. I'm like, okay, fine. And I've been on the phone where strippers come up to him and come and talk to him. I'm fine. Like, as long as he know where my do, as
he says, it's not
bad. He never knows if he's going to know, man.
You're there on the phone.
You're there on the phone.
And the first time I did go with him.
How would you feel? No, same situation now, Zanny. Just tell me now. How would you feel if you did not know that he went? Let's say never but I tell us and go.
Yeah, my big.
And you see, like, oh, Instagram a phone thing. So let's say you go up on Instagram the next morning. And when you look, you see Shades post on picture. And you're a nigga that in the middle of the circle. Of you know, them have a thing when they want to circle you a certain type of way. So, yeah. You're a man that in a man, no, do not, you know, it's just something happen and him just get caught in a circle. So,
right.
Without any form of context, how would they have felt about that picture? Remember, say, you don't know, same man, go, you know, man, tell the same man, go to the different.
First of all,
how would you have felt?
And what is he doing in the picture?
First of all, I would need to ask him what happened.
Surrounded by four naked people. Remember, the picture still in us, so you don't have no idea what happened before or after that.
But that's why I would need to ask, because sometimes people just pick up their phone and snap randomly and shit happens. So
all right, what would you have asked? What would you have asked? Pretend like I'm me, Tori. Just ask me the question without asking me.
Babe,
or
you end up in a
disappointment.
No, all right.
No,
you see that sounds very accusatory already.
Right. What I'm gonna ask first. Wait, no, let me answer. Come on, answer. No. First thing me ask is, when last you got Shades?
But that still sound accusing.
That sounds very accusatory too.
No, because you want to see if I'm gonna lie to me.
I told you I was going out with my friend.
You know, Sonny, I push him to tell a lie.
Why?
Because of how you ask the question and the tone when you ask it, you know. So if you ask him when last you got shit, I'm gonna
speak to you when you want here. That already sounds suspect.
You know, 5 years ago.
Exactly.
That's a 5 years.
And then when you come with the picture now, you must say exactly what Jaytan say. Oh, 5 years ago, that's not him. Already picture say, but I bought him.
2021.
No, picture old, man. Picture 16. Matter of fact, not me. Matter of fact, not me that. You sure I mean? No.
Let me try and make this something. You see, what me realize from my experience and hearing other persons talk, when you're asking your partner certain questions, you have to be careful of how you ask it, when you ask it, and why you ask it. Because you tell you say, them have a aunt, them have a
bandage everything. Everyone.
Yes, we do.
Exactly. So if you sit here and say, how you in a disappointment? You're not going to tell you, say, oh, babes, you know, say, I miss like the girl, I'm just in the pass and I'm walk around me for go around and the bench run this. I'm not gonna say no.
It's a question now. Let me ask a question now. Would you rather him not be at Shade so he could not be in that position in the first place? Not saying that the man did anything, you know. And by the way, let me put this in there now because this is the part that is most important. No. And why you find the picture in a Tory. Is Tanisha find the picture? Is mommy find the picture? And mommy send it to you and be like, TK, what's this?
Yeah, I swear to God, mother ask how our mother's so fast, you know.
Somebody be like, TK, somebody like, so should that mommy be like, TK, what's this? Explain this to me. Would you, in that case, would you rather that man not have been there in the first place? Even though he was there and not did anything, would you have rather he not be there in the first place? So he wouldn't get catch in that position there?
Okay.
Nah. Me still wouldn't have a problem.
Zane, if you're a mother, your mother know you're a man, and your mother scroll through her feed, and see you're a man with four naked women around him, and be like, and screenshot this, do you not think she have a question for ask you?
Of
and
course she will have questions. But at the end of the day, that is his life.
And the fact that you can't answer your mother because at the time you just know,
never know.
You never know exactly the fact how your mother, how you think your mother is looking at you.
As in, how you think she's looking at you and your relationship and how mature it is?
Weak.
Probably a good thing, say, in my head stuff, but... yeah, and all of that too.
And she gonna say you not have no sense because the man had do this back of your back and all these wonderful
but
things.
Listen to me.
And
I already said to my man, I said, listen, me can't control him and tell him what for going on. So if him take up himself going a strip club and get himself in that mess, he must know how he might dig himself out tight with me.
Out tight, right?
See, me never said the man do no mess. And I never say anything happened.
Right, but you say nothing happened. So him now would have need to come and clear the air. So there's no chance.
Yeah, but you're not answering my question. You're not answering my question now because what happened now is that your parents has now gotten, or your friends, or whosoever it is that saw it first, has now gotten a perspective different of what message. That person is like. And them now going to be the one who will get the explanation. Nor it is that you're going to post the explanation and be like, oh, you know, X and Y, him did just do this because a phone no business, you don't need to post that. But you know, you just don't know your man have your role that look like that now because what the picture says and what persons interpret is a different thing than what actually happened.
But in that case,
because when him come to you,
the parties who are interpreting whatever need to go sit down and left it alone because if him come to me and explain what happened. If you want to explain to me what happened, that is between me and him.
Right. So you know what happened.
Feel like say
that's not
you want to fire it and think the worst thing of this person. I would have established a boundary and everything with my partner already and understand certain things. So if him do something well, gonna look sketchy to me. It is his duty to come back to me and explain it to me. He doesn't need to come and explain it to the whole world after
no. No, he's not going to. No, what I'm saying is that he's not going to explain it to the world. To the world, he's going to explain it to you. But because you alone,
project,
then
it's so them not need
right.
To know.
Well, I know. And the fact that them don't need to know, they have an interpretation of what happened, which no go say no, because all them see is the picture and just interpret whatever they want to interpret. Yeah, now, right. What I'm asking for you is how your social standing is now, being that you are a person who is well known and well respected. When the people who well know you and well respect your city still and make them interpretation based on what it is that they saw, not having the explanation that you have, how you think that reflects on you. And the funny part is most people normally respond, but me no business what nobody think. It depends on who you are. Because like me, it don't matter to me because me teach and me well and me well upstanding citizen like people in community and all these wonderful things. So it matters and all of the elders know me and the people them want me there with their daughter and all these wonderful things and the type of people me known as. So the reflection on me would not be good.
I agree. So I agree with what you're saying. You have a point. You do have a point.
And it is the because same way. Sometimes
that's
how you work on an address.
Like I was saying to somebody yesterday, that when you put on your clothes and go to a road, you're not representing yourself alone. You represent your family and your friend name and whoever's know you.
Right.
So in that case, I understand where you're coming from to say that, okay, your partner went and did this. How it can make you, how it can torch the way people see you or think of you. Me understand, me get what you say.
And that is why some men are so peculiar about how them women dress. Not that they want to control the lady, not that them really business what them what she want to go to. Because to be honest, the man might think whatever she in actually look good. The man might like the little booty shots. The man might find it sexy. But the man I go out there now and I said, Jesus Christ. And then go out there and say, no, my principal party say, the same girl I me carry with me, that my last staff party. Principal of party, she out there, so now. Or my boss of the party, she out there, so now. With our body crack out the door. And our body jar in out. Because the shots have cut up on the body jar. And all these wonderful things. Now, when my boss come back, I work now. All of my, but you know, everybody have them make a co-worker with them talk to them and be like, yo, Mr. Baxter, come on in the man, Jesus Christ, you should have seen that. You'll have a battery job to do and again, but you need to. You understand what I'm saying? We would like to avoid that. We would really like to avoid situations like that unnecessarily.
sometimes you can't pay them the money, you know, because them same one are dressed like that and don't want nobody say nothing about them and them dressing. So why
yeah, but them dressing have, like that not concern me.
Why is it that I still have to be in this box? Me have to reduce myself to what people think or what people presume as the right thing to wear. Because if it's a weekend, I should be free to, you know, wear my little shorts. Me not, it's not like I'm trying to expose nobody or anything, but suppose it's a hot day and I feel comfortable in my shorts.
As we say, we not mind. As half of the time when men talk about this stuff, it's not that we mind what you dress in. We like it. I like seeing it. It's just that what is the reflection that is going to reflect on us. And then funny part of it is, and then funny part of it is that sometimes the reflection goes so far, because this is now a true story that I'm going to tell. So this girl is known for dressing a certain type of way, is it? And let me tell you, this girl was a friend of mine, by the way, and she dressed nice looking as an tell us a girl dress nice, but I mean like some parts are always out of door. I mean like either the titty them push up and almost a jump out, or the body jar hang out, or the tights lump up in the middle, or yeah, that's what I mean. It's always something that catches attention. It's always something that is attention driven. And what happened was she was dating this dude. And the dude is a well-respected person around the place and X and Y, X and Y. So I was like, all right, cool. The person is an upstanding person, almost as myself. This man, come on, interview. By the way, the man I want to teach her. The man come on, interview. And it just so happened that one of the persons who was on the board know the woman when dealing. And you know, based off of that, the man will get the work.
Wow.
And it had nothing to do with him. But you know what the lady said? Because there were like four persons. So when you go, when you teach and you go on one meeting normally, like the principal, the board chair, the guidance counselor, the VP, and like two more persons off of the board from the community. You understand? And you know what you know what the lady said? The lady said to the rest of the people in the board meeting. The lady looked upon him and said, yo, what standards can he set for our children if that is the standard we're setting in a relationship? And I was like, hold on, bricks. Me, I said, then this have nothing to do with man. So, in my head, it was because so unfair.
How is he wrong? How he treats his relationship should not really affect his professional judgment.
It shouldn't, but it does. And that may try to explain to people, especially younger people, it matter how people view you, how people look for you, it matter. The only time it don't matter if you have your own business. If you are your own boss, then do, and nobody no control your money, and it doesn't depend on anybody else how, if you get paid or not, do you. But once people pay you, visuals and optics and reputation matter. You understand what I mean? I say it shouldn't. I may find it very, very hard, but when a lady look and say, yo, what standards can he set for our children if that are standards and set in a relationship? Me dumbfounded. Me even could have said nothing. I couldn't even say nothing. When the lady come back and tell me, say, yo, and somebody want me to know, so somebody want me to vouch for, but me never know, so the woman know the man, woman.
So what so the woman do make him...
Just based on how she was dressed? Based on how she carry herself on the road.
Oh my gosh.
Just on how she carry herself. The lady say, yo, if that are standards why him have himself and feel relationship, then there's no standards where she want to pass on to any of the kids. You understand?
What's a woman a teach? And him a teach?
That type problem. That is why I was so confused as to why it mattered. But it mattered. Me never understand why. But me I said then, if she thinks it.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into that episode. I know I enjoyed it, so I know that I'm giving you something that you're definitely going to enjoy. All right, guys. So thank you so much for, you know, tuning in on a weekly basis. Thank you for the love and support thus far. And I just love my weekly dose of therapy family. And I hope we continue to grow and that you guys are just sharing the link and, you know, inviting your friend, your mother, friend, everybody in the family for just tuning and listening. All right, guys. So, you know, if you have any topics that you're interested in or anything that you just want to hear, you can always, you know, shoot me a message on Instagram or WhatsApp if possible. All right, guys. So thank you so much and stay safe and see you next week. Bye.